What's up, everyone? I'm Nick Marty, and this is AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On. And today we're talking with recording artist and TV personality Chanel West Coast. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's your jam right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I made sure it was on right when we went on. It's a good jam, and I got one word for it, too. Banger.
Thank you.
I listened to it again on the way, and I listened to it last night, and I know I listened to it at the gym when we ran into you. Mind all you, I found out we do work out at the same gym the other day.
Are we allowed to shout out the gym?
You can say the
shout
gym.
Shout out to Equinox.
You can have people waiting outside. You're going to have all the guys who are in love with you. Like, what Equinox now?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Maybe I shouldn't have said where I work out. At least they don't know which one.
Yeah, it's Equinox Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
That one. What's up, everyone? I'm Nick Marty, and this is AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On, and we have Chanel West Coast in the building. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm super stoked. I'm super excited. You're doing a lot of cool stuff right now.
Yes.
And I want to jump into a lot of, you know, your career from the beginning and to now, and in a little tight span. So we got to roll through like every question that I have for you.
Okay, let's do it.
So first, you know, you said you grew up in the Valley.
Yes, I did.
And did you always know you wanted to be in a performing type of industry, like whether it be acting or hosting or music?
Always knew it. Wait, I don't mean to interrupt this. Will you hold the camera straight?
Yeah, do it.
Sorry.
Chanel,
am I allowed to do that?
You can do whatever
no
you want.
No Snapchats this way. I like them all like straight going up.
Vertical all day.
You can maybe do like a little diagonal, but straight for the most part. Sorry.
And the thing is, now the guys outside of Equinox will know how to Snapchat you when you're walking out.
Oh my God, no. Okay, wait, sorry. Where were we? I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Did you always want to be a performer?
Yes, my whole life.
I can tell right now that it is still a continuing thing with you because you always need the camera. And that's a good thing.
No, you know what? Like, since I was a little girl, I mean, I always have known, like, since I can remember, since I had thoughts, you know, I guess since I could formulate words as a baby, I knew I wanted to do music. And my mom, like, she saw that I was really into music and TV, and I was, you know, very just so, like, it's like when the TV came on, it's like I'm just like, you know, staring at it, not as if like I'm like a fan, like, you know, she knew like, oh, this is what she wants to do. And so my mom tried to get me into acting and all that at a young age.
So did you have a momager?
She was a little bit like that for a while, and I think I was kind of like a rebellious kid. So, you know, I just kind of got over doing stuff on the weekends. I'm like, I want to play with my friends. Like, I don't want to go to auditions and have piano lessons and dance lessons and this and that. So I think my mom was like, oh, gosh, she's just, you know, she's just a rebellious kid who just wants to have fun. But then as I got older, you know, I wanted to do it on my own.
Yeah, yeah. You were an independent. You didn't need a momager.
Exactly.
You don't want a dadager. You don't want anything around.
Yes.
You want to pursue it on your own.
And if my dad lived out here, he lives in New York, but if he was here, I'm sure he would have tried to be a dadager too, because that's probably where I get how I am with cameras from my dad.
Yeah.
It's like nonstop filming me every time I visit him. So like, you know, he really helped get me used to cameras for sure.
Now, do you do the same thing with your dad where you're like, Dad, not horizontal, vertical?
Oh, for sure. No, and my dad thinks he thinks he's like, what's the biggest photographer? Like, you know, he thinks he's the biggest photographer. That's what it is.
Yeah.
He's like very into his photography. And so if I try to criticize him at all, he doesn't take it that well. He's like, I know what I'm doing. I'm like, Dad, can you just like not be right in my face? Like, he'll literally take a picture right next to my face. And to him, it's like, oh, it's my daughter. She's cute. And I'm like, no, I look like a walrus. Like,
scoot back a little bit. But that's probably, you thought he was holding a camera wrong. It was even like, maybe a little bit diagonal. You're like, Dad, I discussed this with you.
Yeah, no.
Horizontal?
Oh my God. My dad probably has the best collection of horrible photos of me.
the best worst collection.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, when, you know, you said you wanted to pursue things on your own, did you start going to Hollywood on your own for auditions? Is it something, you know, acting was your first thing that you tried getting into, or was it music, in fact?
Yeah, well, like I said, so my mom was always encouraging it, and then I always loved doing that stuff. Like, in school, I was in choir, orchestra, hip-hop, dance, drill team, cheerleading, drama, like, all performing arts stuff. And then when I was, like, I think, like, 14, I had already started writing raps a little bit before that, but I didn't really tell people. It was more like poetry.
How old are you at this point again?
Like 13, 14, okay. Like, you know, like middle school, like era.
Pencil beats on the table, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so I knew, like, that's what I wanted to do. And, like, you know, like, I've been doing it my whole life. And even though my mom kind of stopped really pushing me, I knew, like, okay, this is what I want to do. It's time for me to, like, do this on my own now. And I started, you know, writing songs and just trying to get in the studio with people. Like, I used MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace was a really big tool for me. Yeah, I would sit on there just adding people all day, trying to connect, network, and, you know, meet producers.
Do you remember your top favorite, four favorite friends
had? No, well, I remember they changed it to where you could put, like, 20 or something.
Yeah, you could choose.
I was so hyped when they did that. I was like, yes, and I could put, like, my, you know, my top 20. Because, like, I'm one of those people, I got, like, a big, you know, I got a big group of friends, as I was saying. I have my entourage.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, MySpace was definitely, like, one of the starting points for me with my career.
That's very awesome. And so while you were doing that, MySpace, and you were recording music and then trying to meet producers and whatnot and acting. Now take us to, you know, how did Fantasy Factory start? How did you jump into that?
Well, also in between, I'm skipping a lot of depressing stuff, but let's just say there was a lot of things that happened. Like one of the first producers I worked with, I'll like just briefly, you know, mention it, like was a very good friend of mine / ex-boyfriend. He sadly passed away. Mm. And then that actually really inspired me to go harder with my music. And through MySpace, I ended up meeting Rob Dyrdek. And he asked me to be on the show. I mean, I'm making a really long story short. But
I believe that.
Let's just say MySpace led me to meeting Rob Dyrdek. And then that led me to this crazy world of TV.
That's crazy. So MySpace has been very good to you.
Yeah.
MySpace, and I feel like, was Tom your friend?
Well, Tom was everybody's friend. Well, wasn't
have you thanked Tom? Have you thanked Tom? Have you been like,
you know,
Tom?
What? I haven't. I thank tip my you, hat Tom. To you. Shout out to Tom from MySpace.
For that one picture that you always had, too.
No, for real. Like, Tom really came through for a lot of people. He started quite a few careers, actually, through MySpace. But it's funny, though, because it's like, you know, I was on MySpace to try and get discovered by a record label, and I ended up getting discovered by Rob Dyrdek. So, you know, things had a weird turn of events, but I guess I owe it all to MySpace.
So for MySpace and then a lot of, you know, heartache and triumph and then Fantasy Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Fantasy Factory, you're on for how many seasons now?
Oh man.
Too many to count?
It was, well, no, we're done with it. It's been done for a little while now.
Yeah.
We did 7 seasons.
Remember everyone was always glued to the TV. It was everyone's favorite show.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the show, too. I was like, shit, I feel awkward watching myself, but it's like, it's funny, you know?
Yeah. And it was all you. It was genuinely you?
Yes. So, obviously, the show is not, you know, it's not, like, about my life or, like, Rob's life, per se. Or, like, any, you know, it's really, like, it's a very funny, it's a different type of show.
Yeah.
So, all of us, like, the rest of the cast, we really didn't know what was going on half the time. So it's really us, you know, like it's us in the moment. But yeah, like, you know, there's a couple things we'd have to like redo because obviously there's a lot of crazy stunts or like funny things that need to like be reenacted. But it was very real. You know, it's all us in the moment.
What was a favorite moment? What was one of your favorite moments?
Oh, my God. There's so many. I can't even like say like my... I mean, I think the day we were all in fat suits to shoot a music video was, like, it was really funny.
When you look back, you think about that moment and...
I mean, I just think of how fun that day was and just, like, you know, getting the makeup done and being in the big suit. Like, it was fun, you know?
And good times. Following Fantasy Factory, what happens next in your career?
Through Fantasy Factory, well... I mean, I obviously was exposed to a lot of people. My following was growing a lot, and I continued to be the same way I was on MySpace and use Twitter and Facebook and other things to network, and then Instagram. And I hustled a lot outside of being on the show and made a lot of good connections and ended up meeting the right people. And then they introduced me to – I was first signed to this really big producer, Polo de Don.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Polo. Like, we made some dope music together. He introduced me to, like, so many people in the industry, like, so many big artists. And he really – I got my start with him. It wasn't the best deal, let's just say that. I didn't really, you know – I didn't know kind of what I signed at the time. I love you, Polo, if for some reason you're watching this, but yeah, it wasn't the best deal.
It's possible.
It wasn't a good deal. You know, it wasn't good for me. Yeah. He knows that. So I had to get out of it. And then after I got out of that deal, I ended up meeting little Wayne. Wayne wanted to sign me to Young Money. And there's so many crazy things that happened from that moment till now. It's been a really crazy ride, but I'm very much still affiliated with Young Money, like still the homies, but there's no deal in place with Young Money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's I mean, so much stuff just like started happening after that. And
it was a big snowball effect. It just started growing. Yeah,
after
fast.
That, I'm like, I don't even know where to go in the story. I'm like, it's just like basically, you know, after Wayne gave me that stamp of approval, it really helped. I think people started to take me a lot more seriously as an artist. It's funny, though, before I was on TV, everybody took me seriously as an artist. Then I got on TV, and somehow it, like, was, like, a weird, like, for me as an artist, like, it was a very backwards situation where it was, like, then I was, like, fighting to, like, prove that I'm a real artist. And I'm, like, this is the weirdest thing. I've been doing music since I'm three. Like, I don't – I'm, like, why am I, like, trying to prove myself when I've, you know, been doing this my whole life?
Because you got taken as Chanel West Coast from the show – and not as the artist, and now you're trying to prove that.
Yeah, well, it's like, I mean, it's all the same person, you know what I mean? That's like all, what you see on TV, on Rob shows, or on Love & Hip Hop, or in my music, it's all the same person, but it's different types of shows, you know? So when you're on a show where it's all lighthearted comedy, good times, you're not going to get to, first of all, it's not about my life. So you're not seeing what I go home and do. You're not seeing my struggle. You're not seeing my hustle, me in the studio, me out networking, me doing shows. You know, nobody's seen my life.
Yeah.
So I think to see me just always happy, laughing and smiling, and then me going hard in my music, people couldn't really put those two sides of my personality together. So that was a little bit of a setback, but I think that now, over time, you know, like through social media and through TV shows and just being exposed to people more and them getting to know more of my story, I think people are finally starting to get it.
For those people who still, you know, think of you as that TV personality, not as a recording artist, which you are, what would you like them to know that they're just not seeing that other side to you, that hustle that you don't see on the screen? Am I correct?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, I think this is the best way. I said it before, but it's kind of a bad way to put it, though, because I make money off my music now. But, like, when I started on TV, that was, like, you know, that was kind of – it's the same as, like, every struggling musician that has a job at a clothing store or you have a job at a restaurant or wherever it is you're working. I happened to get lucky with a really cool job being on Rob Dyrdek's shows, but that's not – it wasn't my passion to be on, like, TV shows like that, you know?
Yeah.
My passion was music, always. I've always wanted to do acting, too, but – obviously, like I just said, that's, you know, we're not acting on Rob shows even. So it was never, that was never my focus or passion, but I got really lucky with that opportunity. And I come from no money. It was a great opportunity and chance to make money. So I took it, and that was how I ended up on that path. And, you know, I say that all the time. It's kind of like, it was like my TV shows are like my day job, and like who I really am is me as an artist, you know?
Yeah.
But you get to see my personality on these TV shows, so that's really me too, you know?
So you know who you are.
Yeah.
And you just want other people who don't understand to better understand who you actually are. And, I mean, now you have Ridiculousness, and then everyone gets to see your personality on screen, smiles and giggles.
Yeah.
And you're still going hard in the music, which you want people to hear as well. And now we have Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah.
So that's something that we didn't see a setup for, because now it's a different network, different show. So tell us a little bit about that. Even though we just jumped a whole bunch of stories
once again. I know, right? I'm like, I talk too much.
Sorry. No, you're good. You're good.
Love & Hip Hop is a really dope show because, for me, I've been on shows where it's nothing to do with music, especially my music. You know, there's been a couple episodes where Rob will make songs joking around, or like we've made like funny songs on Fantasy Factory, which I think was also another reason maybe people didn't take the music seriously, because they saw joke songs or joke raps on that TV show, and they didn't get that it wasn't like meant to be so serious. But on Love & Hip Hop, the title of the show is Love & Hip Hop. When I signed on to do the show, I had no love. So I was like, well, my love is my hip hop. let me show you guys all of that. And like, they've let me show all of that. And that's what's really cool. I haven't had a chance to really showcase my music as much as the show has, you know, given me the opportunity to do. So I love it. It's a lot of drama. I don't like the drama that reminds me of being in high school. But other than that, it's great. Like, I just love being on a show where I can be on there as the artist that I am, you know?
And you've had music come out during
the show. Nube. We released Nube on it. We
congratulations.
I started the process. I mean, the whole process. If you've watched Love & Hip Hop this season, you see the whole process of linking up with my boy Safari, and we do the song, and then we'll go through a little bit of drama in the process of shooting the video, but then it ends up coming out great, and we had a release party for it on the show, and yeah, they're really helping me push Nube hard. Shout out to Love & Hip Hop.
And I know Nube is on the rise, and I know we'll actually be showing the music video on here in a little bit, but, you know, what has the feedback been so far, you know, on this different type of show from other people? Have they been like, this is a side of you that we were waiting to see? This isn't all giggles all the time. There is drama this time in the show.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I don't think people knew that I was like, had a little bit of, I don't think people knew I was feisty. they saw a little bit of that in our episode of Ridiculousness, where I kind of got into a little bit of a argument with Charlamagne.
I remember that, yeah.
But I've never really, I mean, obviously on Rob shows and Ridiculousness Fans Factor, there's no reason for me to ever get feisty with anybody. First of all, I'm the only girl in a group of guys, so I'm not really going to get into an argument or try to fight any of them. But on Love & Hip Hop, you know, I think that people have seen, like, I am a tough girl, and, like, if people are going to, you know, talk crap to me, like, I'm going to say something back, and I'm going to stand up for myself. And I think that that's cool that I've been able to show that side of myself, because, you know, like I said, like, on Fantasy Factory Ridiculousness, it's such, like, you only see, like, a sweet, happy side of me, and you don't get to see, like, the side of me that makes me, you know, more of, like, the type of artist I am. Like, I've been on shows with all guys forever. So, just first of all, when you're the only girl in a group of guys, you're going to be more like, it's like, oh, like, I'm the cute one, like, I'm the only girl, like, hey, guys, like, here I am. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, then when you're the girl in a group of girls, you're different. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a strong person, you know, I'm a strong woman. I'm very bold. I speak my mind, and I'm a leader. And, you know, you didn't really get to see that in me being like the cutesy little girl that's the only girl in a group of guys.
You know? Well, I mean, like you just said, even when you needed to defend yourself with Charlamagne, you did so, and we got to see that. And I think, you know, the reason why you're getting so much farther is because when you need to speak up, you speak up.
Yeah.
And I think that we like to see that side of you, because it's more of a role model than someone who is always smiles and giggles, because we know somebody who can defend themselves gets much further in life when they speak up. Yeah. One of our favorite quotes I know is, closed mouths don't get fed.
Yep.
So when you speak up, you get what you want.
It's the truth.
It's the truth.
A lot of people are scared to speak. You know, it's funny. I actually met Jay-Z when I was little. A whole nother long story. Listen, I'll make it short. I met Jay-Z, and I got nervous when I saw him, and so I turned around really quickly, and he must have saw, like, I'm like a little girl, I'm like 10. He must have saw that I got nervous seeing him, and he comes up to me and touches my shoulder, and he's like, what did he say exactly? He's like, oh, you don't have to be scared to say hi. And he's like, hi, what's your name? Like, I'm Jay-Z, and I'm like, hi. And I like shook his hand, and then he told me, he goes, don't ever be scared to say hi to somebody. He said, don't ever be scared to go up to somebody and say something. He goes, if you want to say something, you go up to them and say it. And I was like, okay, like all nervous. And like, I remember it till this day. And I'm like, it's so funny. I'm like, I wonder like if that moment, you know, Jay-Z really inspired me to like really speak my mind and not be
with
scared.
That little bit of knowledge he dropped on you. You're like, dude,
no, for real. He blessed me when he touched my shoulder or something. I don't know. He was like, I put this rap ability. Like, oh God. Now people are going to say I'm comparing myself to Jay-Z or something.
No. I think you have the capability, and I still want to see you at Rockefeller too. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speak up too soon. I don't know, because I know, are there things in the works right now, possibly, that there's, I know, you can't talk about everything, but.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the works. I'm going to be coming out with the album, though. I can't say what all is going on because of, like, legal stuff, but let's just say I got an album coming out, and it's going to be
Let me ask this.
It's gonna be a Chanel West Coast New Year, like going into 2018. Like 2018, it's
following like a new bay.
Yeah,
you know, we got new things going on.
Oh, new everything. But yeah, 2018, you're gonna be seeing and hearing a lot more of me.
What was it? So the inspiration behind it is kind of like New Year, New Me.
Oh, well, oh, for the song.
I mean, I take it as, you know, there's a new Chanel coming in 2018. I'm taking that. Was the inspiration behind this new album? Are we able to know that as about to see a whole new side of me?
No, well, it's basically, because, you know, a lot of people know me, like, I think mainly as a rapper as far as my music goes, but I do sing, so it's going to be like Chanel, you know, on another level.
You're about to be a pocket knife. You don't just rap. Oh, let me pull this out. I can sing. Oh, let me pull this out. I can laugh and giggle. Don't talk bad about me, though, because I'll pull this one and I'll talk back.
Yeah, basically. There's a lot going on. I wish I could tell you guys more about everything, but you'll be seeing and hearing a lot more.
Well, let's talk about something that I know I enjoyed reading about. So, you know, with Future, with his mask that he was wearing on one certain day, and then in your music video, you had a similar mask by the same maker. Am I correct?
Yes.
Now, what I like to think is maybe you outballed him in this music video with the mask. Can you tell us about, like, the mask and the outfit you had on? Because I think that was pretty significant for that whole video.
Yeah, that mask was sick. It was hard to, like, keep on my face because it was, like, so heavy and I have a little face. So it kept, like, falling off. And we had to, like, tie it extra tight to the point where it was, like, I think it, like, left a dent in my, like, my head.
Is that heavy?
No, it was pretty heavy, yeah. I didn't know that I one-upped Future, though. That's kind of tight.
I think that's what I take from it. Because I'm reading on TMZ every day, and
yeah,
I think you one-upped.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't even know where they get this info, but I heard that mine was, like, more expensive. But I think that's because it was bigger. His was only, like, a half mask.
It was
and mine's, like, the full face. So it probably required...
Well, I mean, even in his song, he's got to get it right because he did not say half mask off, half mask off. He, you know, he had the full mask. I'm just trying to say he talked about a full mask, in my opinion.
That's so funny. I actually have a remix to that song, Mask Off.
Oh, we'll put that in the link in the description.
Yeah,
for this video.
You gotta check it out.
We're gonna listen to that song. So what producers... Oh, I guess I can't really ask what producers you're working
no,
with.
No, well, I have my main producer who I work with, Rich Skills. He's produced most of my songs that people know, my most popular songs. He's the main producer I work with. I've been working with a few new producers. I've worked with so many producers, like everybody you could think of, but Rich Skills is my main producer. He's my go-to guy. He produced Nube.
Okay.
Yeah.
And which everyone's liking. And I know it's on the rise. And I can't see it right now, but I will say that we will attach the music video to the end of this video so everyone can watch it who hasn't seen it. And we'll put the link in the description below as well so we can all check it out.
Tight.
And, you know, your physique in the music video, you got something going on. You're obviously working out. We gotta follow along.
Wait, no, actually, Yeah. You know what? I worked out really hard before we shot the Nube video. I fell off a little since then. It's because, you know, Shake Shack's around the corner.
Don't say that about you. You haven't fallen off anything. I think if
for my
anything,
standards.
Okay, well, then you have very... I don't know what kind of standards are. Because I will say, you know, sometimes you see somebody on camera, you see them in person, you're like, you look a little bit different. But you look great.
Thanks.
You look great. And in the music video, you look great.
Thank you.
Talk to us a little bit about your workout regime. Because I know there's girls watching and I'm like, Chanel, I want to be just like you.
I will say this, ladies, if you just don't eat as bad as me and work out as much as me, you'll be in 10 times better shape than me.
No,
because I work out a lot, and that's why I work out a lot. Like, I like to eat. I'm not one of these people who, like, I cannot go fully vegan. I love my meat. Like, I cannot cut out carbs. I love my bread and my pasta. I love munchies, like cookies, ice cream, brownies. You know, I'm really, I like my food in general. You know, I'm one of those people, I'll eat anything. There's the only thing I don't like when it comes to food is olives. I can't really even think of another thing that I don't like. Maybe anchovies. But
I think, if anything, you're more relatable to the population because...
Yeah, well, that's why I work out so much, though, because I want to be able to enjoy all these good things, you know? Like, I don't want to have to cut those things out. So, I mean, really, that's all it is. If you work out every single day, you can basically eat what you want. I mean, I'm not saying, like, eat like a pig, like, fat burger three times a day, like, but, like, you know, you can enjoy yourself more if you work out every day.
Could we possibly see a West Coast workout guide in the future? I don't know.
Maybe in my old... It's so funny. I was making jokes with my friends about phases of my life. And I'm like, I'm sure there'll be some phase of my life where I end up on, like, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or, like...
Hey, you know, it's possible.
You never know. Like, you know, I'm working my way through these shows now. Maybe I'll end up then Dancing with the Stars. Who knows? I'm like... I'm just going to make my rounds.
I would love to actually see Dancing with the Stars.
I'll do that way later, though. I don't think it makes sense, though, when artists go on the show, because most artists, like, kind of dance. Most artists kind of got rhythm. It's like, isn't it supposed to be for people who aren't dancers, you know?
That's true. Then I guess you kind of have a one-up.
Yeah, it's like I've been dancing since I'm a little girl. Like, I feel like that wouldn't be fair.
Well, it could be like a hustle. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Then all of a sudden you're doing the tango. I don't know. So let me ask this, you know, for people who want to get a little bit more knowledge of you and your life and your likes, I want to know a quick burst of questions. You know, what's your favorite movie of all time? Or if that's too difficult, top three favorite movies.
True Romance.
Uh-huh.
Pineapple Express.
I love that one.
Edward Scissorhands.
Okay, so you're a Tim Burton fan?
I love Tim Burton. Like, love him. Oh my god. Like, when I get into acting, oh my god, I would die to be in a Tim Burton movie. Like,
I know he's doing a live action of Dumbo. He's directing a live action of Dumbo for Disney.
Whoa.
I already know why though,
because first of all, Dumbo's a whole circus thing, and like I can just imagine like a whole Tim Burton, like creepy esque circus like vibe. Like, that's gonna be so dope.
You gotta tell the manager to hit up Disney. Possibly.
Yeah, that would be sick.
You also talked about, you know, during your workouts and dieting, you like to just eat whatever. You don't want to restrict yourself.
No.
What are your three top favorite foods?
Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just group all Asian food into one category?
I thought you already took it there. So you're already there. Yeah. Okay. Group it.
Mexican food.
Yep.
Then Asian food. Then a good old burger, I guess.
Burger. What's your favorite burger place? I don't want people showing up to the Equinox now, the guys who are in love with you, you know.
I feel terrible saying this because In-N-Out is like number one for people from California, but since Shake Shack has made its way over here and Postmates tends to get from Shake Shack to my house much faster and they don't deliver In-N-Out, I have now become a bigger Shake Shack fan.
And now your trainer, Brandon, didn't hear that, I assume.
No, I admit to him all the time. I'm like, I ate Shake Shack last night. We got to go hard today.
Like, he's like, all right, we got a couple more squats to add today. Was it a double or a triple patty?
Yeah, no, for real.
Shake Shack is good. I think it did. I mean, I'm a vegan now. I will say I'm a vegan now, but back in the day, I was an In-N-Out guy.
I mean, I love In-N-Out still.
Shake Shack is good, too.
Shake Shack is two blocks from me, so it's like... just works out better, you know.
And there's two locations, everyone, all right? So don't assume which one it is. There's two locations, right?
Yes.
I don't know, honestly.
He's trying to guess where I live. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm trying to throw everyone else's tracks off. I feel like we already can conclude which Equinox. There's two in Hollywood.
Okay, now that they're going to be like, well, where's the Shake Shack near the Equinox? they've almost pinpointed the
location.
And they
know exactly what workouts are your favorite at this point. They're watching in the window. Now, what is, you know, because you're from music, top three favorite songs? Or albums, whichever one's easier for you.
My top three favorite songs. I would say Tupac, How Do You Want It?
Mm-hmm.
TLC, Waterfalls. And Journey, Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah, very like, you have good song choice. They're all very like Eye of the Tiger, very pump up. Like, I'm gonna get it today.
Well, my dad's a DJ. Not anymore. He's old now. If he was still DJing, it'd be awkward. But he was a DJ his whole life. And, you know, so I got to listen to a lot of music with him. So,
what was his DJ name? Did he have one?
DJ Seth K, which to me, I think is kind of cheesy. Sorry, Dad, don't hate me for that. But it's catchy.
DJ Seth K. Maybe he'll be rolling. Does he have any set dates for LA possibly coming up soon? No. Or you're like, Dad, no.
No.
East Coast, stay on the East Coast.
He stopped DJing like a little while ago. You know.
So before we sign off, you know, where can we find you? Anything that you want people, your fans, to know about?
Yes. You guys can find me everywhere. Twitter.com Chanel West Coast, Instagram.com Chanel West Coast, YouTube.com Chanel West Coast, SoundCloud.com Chanel WC. I'm on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal. My website, I am ChanelWestCoast.com. And stay tuned because I've got a lot of cool stuff coming out.
New year, new Chanel.
Lots of new music, possibly new TV shows and new merch and... Yeah.
Where can we find your merch at?
On my website, iamchanelwestcoast.com.
Bada bing. Thank you so much for being in the studio today. I had fun talking with you, learning about workouts, how you... Shake Shack is number one. I love hearing about your music career. You know, you run into Lil Wayne and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And I hope anyone who, you know, is kind of on the same boat, you know, reality or music, can it happen? I think you're a proven example, and, you know, we can all follow in your footsteps who want to achieve a career just like you.
I hope I was a good inspiration to those people.
You were. You were. Thank you guys so much. I'm Nick Marty. This was AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On with recording artist and TV personality Chanel West Coast. We'll catch y'all later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Benefiting everything.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.